تحب تغير،
تحب تنوع
مرة بالأسبوع.
My name is Ruwaida Faris and I'm working on a youth program for the Iraqi service with my partner Yasin Jabir. It's a weekly program dedicated for the youth. It's about 15 minutes long. The name of the program is Shabab al-Nahrain, which means the youth of two rivers. This week's program is on families who forbid their daughters to go to school. Unfortunately, a lot of families don't send their daughters to school for certain reasons, such as security reasons, and the other reason is that they don't believe in a future for their daughters as a student. Some of the families do not believe that studying will be good in any kind of way for their daughters. Huda is the girl in the program who speaks about her problem, claiming to be a nobody in the society because her parents forbid her to go to school when she was 13 years old. Her father and brother wants her to stay at home and wait for Prince Charming to come along and marry her. They both believe that a woman should be in the house doing all the household stuff. The father says, "My mother and grandmother did not study and they lived a happy life. Why would I send my daughter to school then?" The brother says that a girl should be home and not study, because the more they study, the more they will get divorced in the future. He thinks that men would not accept an educated woman because it will affect her marriage if she knows too much, and he believes that a girl has a small mind anyway. Unfortunately, these families do not consider the fact that keeping their daughters at home will have a negative effect on them physically and mentally. We spoke to an expert in sociology, and he calls on parents to support their daughters to continue studying because women are also needed in the labor market. Our next episode is about how to choose a partner. Stay tuned with Ruwaida and Yasin, Shabab al-Nahrain, the youth of two rivers.